Welcome to Leaning Forward. I'm your host, Andrew Thorpe. We're all in the persuasion business, whether that's pitching for some work, selling ourselves in a job interview, or convincing a teenager to tidy their room. How we frame our message and how we deliver it makes all the difference, and this is the theme of our podcast. I'll be exploring the art of persuasive speaking with some amazing guests, each of whom has a reputation for getting us to lean forward and listen. I've always been interested in people who can grab and hold the attention of their audience from the stage. My late mother was a great storyteller, and I also remember watching episodes of Parkinson on BBC TV late on a Saturday night. I think it was after Match of the Day. I used to love listening to great raconteurs, people like Peter Ustinov, who would do all the voices and the mannerisms of the characters in his stories. And there's a cliche, isn't there, that a picture paints a thousand words, but he would use words to paint pictures. So I feel quite privileged now to earn a living from storytelling, not so much in the entertainment sector, but more in the business world. And it's quite the buzzword these days in business, which I find ironic, given the fact that it's been around since cave painting days. But what it really means, I think, is presenting something in a way that does justice to the value that it can bring to people. So on a chat show, the potential value of a story might be to entertain or maybe inspire the audience, but it's got to be told well for that to happen. And in business, it might be the way you introduce a product or an idea to a potential buyer. You can tell them what it is, but if you don't remind them why they need it and what their lives might look like after using it, you might not get their full attention. And in the digital era, attention is like the new oil or printer ink. It's a valuable commodity, and it's increasingly difficult to get and retain people's attention in a very, very noisy world. So I thought long and hard about a title for this podcast, but I remember, I think it was Steve Rawling, who's a terrific storytelling consultant and trainer, talking about getting people to lean forward and listen. So there it was, that was the phrase, the inspiration for this podcast called Leaning Forward. And I'm also looking forward to interviewing people like Steve and other fabulous guests, people whom I admire for their ability to make what they say informative, but also meaningful and inspiring. So stay tuned, as they say, for forthcoming episodes of Leaning Forward, and perhaps soon enough, people will be hanging on your every word.